Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nothing on the Doppler unit yet?
What's that Doppler thing you got there? Oh, that's a fancy Doppler you got there, Paul.
Who is that guy? Sounds familiar.
It's a little crazy outside the window. It's changing literally minute by minute for me. It was coming down. I saw a little bit of hail, very minor, outside the window here in St. Louis Park. And now it's sunshine, Paul. So I guess things are moving really fast.
You're my best weather spotter, Joy. You get a gold star. You know,
I do want to share. Some people are texting in about what's happening outside there, and you can always do that for us. This is what CCO does best. Yep. We protect each other, and we want to hear what is happening outside your window. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. So let's see. In Champlin, it's getting dark, thundering, and now hailing. That was about 10 minutes ago. Christy from New Hope says, sunny for a bit, the winds are speeds of a 747. So be careful out there in New Hope. You don't want to walk any small dogs. And then someone did ask, you know, is the storm near the transmitter, the signal's cutting out? And I did ask David about that.
It's right over Shirley. Yeah. It is, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Paul, David, do you hear something's happening with Paul's audio?
Yeah, I think the storm's over Paul now, too. It's cutting in and out a little bit. Paul, you okay?
What happened?
You okay?
Buddy.
You need to get
Can
to the
you
basement.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, no, I just got warbly for a second. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
He That's is weird. In the basement. Aren't you in the basement?
I have a bunker. When we built a house a few years ago, I made sure it had a bunker. Concrete and steel reinforced that would survive an EF5 tornado. And I hope to never test it out, but I just, you know, could have put in a pool. But why would you have a pool in Minnesota? I thought, I'll take the bunker. And Lori keeps all her clothing in there, so we'll rat out the tornado hiding under her jackets and God knows what.
David, we know where to go when the apocalypse or the zombie apocalypse comes, okay?
I don't think any of those clothes would fit me, Jordana.
Well played, my friend. Well played. Well played. So quickly, I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. It was a euphoric weekend around here. In the 4 o'clock hour, we spoke with Adam Carter, who was the MC of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Gala for the Man and Woman of the Year. It did not win, but really huge thanks to everybody who helped participate and donate money. Team Jordana raised over $83,000. So I am humbled and grateful to help be part of a world without cancer. That's the mission, a world without cancer. Yep. So friendly competition. LLS raised more than, and the teams raised more than $863,000. And that money goes right to research. But it was also Mother's Day. It was also Mother's Day. And this is the first Mother's Day that my oldest is at college. So I only had two around for Mother's Day. And we have a few Mother's Day traditions in this house. We used to go paddle boarding on Lake Calhoun, like one of those paddle boats where you have to pedal and two front seats and then the kids would ride around. But these past few years, it's been too cold to do that, Paul. The weather hasn't been great. So we don't Yeah, well, that's...
I'm sorry. I blame myself. I do.
Or we walk around the lake. The kids know. We take a picture every year. We walk around the lake. But it was a little too cruddy to do that as well. So we ended up at a movie this year. But I just wanted to share that the kids' presents. And, of course, I tell them, no presents, just cards. And they wrote me lovely cards, thank God. And they made me a great toast, which was the suggestion from Top 10 Liquors. Only I drank. They didn't. So the kids got me, they each got me a present, which again was unnecessary, but hilarious. And you can see pictures of these presents on my Insta, at Jordana Verde, Verde. So Marley sends me flowers from Madison. She knows my favorites are sunflowers. They just make me so happy. So she sends me this beautiful bouquet of sunflowers, and it was so lovely. And they're still doing well downstairs. So she sent them last week. So I love to look at them. So thank you to Marley. Ruby went to one of our favorite stores locally, Patina, and she got me a little sign. She goes, "Mom, this is for the hospital room, so the nurses know what they're in for, because you know I'm going for my bone marrow transplant soon." And it's embroidered with a sun, and it says, "I'm a ray of bleeping sunshine." And I said,
"Perfect.
That's good warning. That is good warning. That is facts, at least." So, like, she totally got me. She gets it. And Maddox, in the bottom of the bag, where in the Patina bag, I see these glass crystals. There are these red glass, like, baubles. And I take them out, and he looks at me. He goes, "Mom, they're red blood cells." And they look exactly like red blood cells. Wow. These, like, crystals that you find, like, you know, on the bottom of flowers or something like that. I rolled laughing. I said, "Honey, because I'll need tons of transfusions. I'll need red blood cells, platelets. I'll need it all." So I said, "Babe," he has a knack for getting the perfect gift. He made me a t-shirt last year with a nickname that's hilarious that they call me. I won't repeat on the air. But he gave me red blood cells for Mother's Day. My son, I mean, he's the goat. He's so funny. And I said, "This is exactly what I need." So you can see pictures of all these cute little gifts that my kids got me on my Insta at Jordana Verde. But they're thoughtful, and I'm so blessed every day. My kids are extraordinary.
Hey, you got great kids, and Jor, that was not a coincidence. Thanks for being a great mom and sharing your wisdom. Yeah, warts and all on the air. We appreciate you. And you know what I got you? It's a day late, but I got you a severe thunderstorm warning.
Ooh, that's tough. That's a tough.
I know that was at the top of your list. Just issued for Dakota County, Washington County, Ramsey County, 1 to 2 inch hail, up to half dollar size. No reports of tornadoes on the ground, but some big hailstorms now, again, straddling I-35, really stretching all the way from near Mora and Taylor's Falls on south to about, let's see, where is that? Cannon Falls, Meesville area, getting some big hail. So these storms will be out of Minnesota, pushing into western Wisconsin here in the next hour, and this tornado watch still in effect till 10 o'clock. When we come back, Jor, we want to continue the discussion. How do we keep young people here? You know, so many of them have stars in their eyes, and they go to L.A. or the Bay Area or Austin or Atlanta.
New York.
We want to keep them here. We want to keep them in Minnesota. And we had some great advice, some thoughts in the 3 o'clock hour. Text us, or better yet, call us if you have some ideas for clever ways, creative ways we can keep young people here and attract other young people to Minnesota. Because maybe it was COVID, but the population is holding flat for the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. We're not growing. And we need to be growing, because other areas are. We want to be competitive. 651-461-9226. What should we be doing that we're not doing right now? 651-461-9226. We hear from you when we come right back. Paul and Jordana and DJ back with you, keeping an eye on some volatile weather. A few supercell thunderstorms rumbling through town. And the Weather Service has issued a new tornado warning. Central Chisago, northeastern Anoka, and southeastern Isandy, as well as northwestern Polk County in northwestern Wisconsin. Tornado warning till 5:45. A severe thunderstorm right over Stacy, moving northeast at 65 miles an hour. These storms are producing ping-ponged half-dollar size hail. And again, stretched all up and down I-35. And we'll keep you posted. No reports of a tornado on the ground, but it's ripe. This tornado watch in effect till 10 o'clock does include the metro. I think once this stuff is through, the tornado threat will ease for the immediate Twin Cities here in the next hour or so, Jordana.
So, Paul, how big do you think an actual ping pong ball is?
Ping pong ball? Well,
what's the diameter of a ping pong ball?
Inch and a half?
Is it 2 inches across? Yeah, is it about an inch and a half?
Inch and a half?
I don't know. David, what do you think?
Oh, I looked it up just to see if he was correct. Yeah.
Looked it up.
What is it?
It's in millimeters. It's basically an inch and a half. It's slightly more than an inch.
Yeah, there
you
go. Well done.
So, good job. I was just testing. I want to make sure that you knew what you were talking about.
Wait, but this much right here, Jor, that's 7 inches right there. So,
yeah, you men tend to.
Guys have trouble with measurements. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. It's certainly not the weather, my friend, that is going to get the next generation of families to move back here. We cannot boast. We can boast about fabulous summers, but we can't boast about the winters and say, come for the winter. And that's the conversation that we've been having sort of as a thread throughout the show. As Paul mentioned before the break, the population is stagnant. There was only an increase in 254 people that came to Minnesota. I believe it was last year. Is that a 2021 statistic?
Yes.
I believe it was, yes. And there's an op-ed in the Strib about what it's going to take to get young families and young people to either stay or come back to Minnesota. So that's an interesting question. What is it going to take? I am not a Minnesota native, but I came here 20 years ago and I stayed. I think it's fabulous here. There is, I feel like the cost of living is affordable. I feel like there is an educated populace. There's so much opportunity because of all of the Fortune 500 and less, you know, you don't have to be a Fortune 500 company to get a job here. There's just a lot of opportunity. There are smart people. Like I said, the populace is educated, so their kids are educated. We have good schools. There's the lakes, the accessibility of the city, the sports teams. There's so many reasons that I chose to stay here and continue to choose to stay here, even though my family is not here. So we open that up. 651-461-9226. Call us, text us. What will it take to get people to stay in Minnesota? Paul, this texter writes, my son and his wife moved to Charleston, South Carolina, 9 years ago, which I heard is fantastic. She writes, they wanted to live somewhere warm by the ocean that wasn't Florida. Well, now they have a baby and they want to move back to the Midwest, closer to family, except they plan to move to central Iowa, not Minnesota, because the winter is shorter there. I get it. We have a winter problem.
And look, I'm not minimizing for a moment our winters. And a couple of people this past winter said, Paul, where's your global warming? Could that hurry up just a little bit?
Yeah. You know,
could we have could we turn up the dial and have a little more warming faster? What's ironic is that people in California, Arizona, where there will be water shortages and more wildfires and poor air quality, a lot of those people will be considering, I think, moving back because we do have water, reliable water. We have our share of droughts, but, you know, we have water. And that's something much of the western third of America has in short supply right now. So, look, there is no perfect place, but I think the balance, you have everything you need here in Minnesota. And I've said this before, it's like living in a resort. John on the text line said, this state has archaic liquor laws. It's dragging its heels on marijuana legalization and legalized gambling, things that many young people enjoy. I think older people too, but
he's right.
I thought we were progressive. Right. What happened to the whole Minnesota progressive? I mean, certain things were, I can't believe that other red states have legalized cannabis before we have. That's kind of weird.
Some more texts and give us a call, 651-461-9226. Guys, if Minnesota had better subsidies for daycare, they would undoubtedly move here. Yeah, that was also the texter that wrote about her kids moving to Charleston. I get it. That is a big one. You're right. It's hard. You know, we want people that are educated. We want people to be contributory to the workforce. So if we want mom and dad to both work, then we better figure out a way to help them with childcare. I remember when I was raising mine, you know, my husband and I both worked. We came here for my job as a news anchor for Fox 29. And it was hard to find and expensive. And I sent them to preschool at our synagogue. It's expensive. It is expensive. You got to pay for aftercare. You know, if you're working a 9-to-5, it's expensive. Guys, that's why there's $27 million in Florida and $5 million here. I don't know what they mean by that. Maybe people? I'm not sure. Maybe. Guy, I don't think it says 27 here.
27 million people. Well, maybe there are.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hey, guys, how about to provide tuition payment for those who stay for a certain number of years? Once you live and work in a place for a while, I think there's a stronger tendency to stay. I get it. I totally get it.
Hey,
this says, I work at an organization that just hired 3 new young people from out of state, so not sure what you're talking about. That's good. That's good.
I mean, is it going to get to the point where we offer land? Like, I mean, if we start losing people,
it's not that extreme.
Would you offer a homestead that if you stay for 5 or 10 years? I mean, look, certain smaller towns generally that are losing people have offered people financial incentives, you know, dirt cheap housing. But again, what I found when I moved here, and I never thought I'd spend most of my life in Minnesota, but once I got here and started comparing what we have here to what I had out east and what my friends have in other cities, never want to leave. Never want to leave. I tried that. It didn't work. And I always compared everything. Yeah.
Some more of the texts say, hey, guys, bring in cool companies like Tesla, Apple, Google, SpaceX, like they did in Austin, Texas. Okay.
But that's a great suggestion. That requires tax cuts and subsidies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, can you really see Minnesota going there?
It does. No, I cannot. This texter writes, as a young person, I think the Metro lacks personality. Downtown feels like a corporate shell, and any first-ring suburb feels exactly the same as anywhere else you'd find in the Midwest. The lack of personality combined with high taxes isn't very appealing. That makes me sad.
Remember when Dayton had that op-ed about how the Skyway system is robbing street life? Remember?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And it made a certain amount of sense to me, but yet in the winter, fall and spring too, we rely on the Skyway system. So, boy, I don't know.
Minnesota needs to reinstate the rule of 90 for teachers. Otherwise, no one will want to teach in our state. Our neighborhood states have much better retirement benefits for teachers. I forgive my ignorance. I'm not exactly sure what the rule of 90 is, but again, I guess it has something to do with Minnesota retirement benefits for teachers. So, okay. This one is interesting. We haven't heard it before. Guys, Uptown is gone. It's what gave 20-somethings a scene. It's gone tragically. And I live, you know, a mile or so from Uptown. My kids still go, but I remember when I first moved here, it was a little more happening. And I think that is an effect of the pandemic. Absolutely. Again, we've just survived a pandemic and it's not over yet. So I get that. But you're right there. Even stores that come in. I was just driving through this morning and there's a lot of empty storefronts. That's sad. So Uptown does need a little zhuzh.
Do you, Jordana, as somebody who lives right near Uptown, how much of that is pandemic related versus, as we approach the 2-year anniversary of George Floyd,
people know that
it happened near Lake Street in Uptown. And if you're going to avoid one part of town, that's the part you avoid, I guess.
100%. It's both, David. It's a good job pointing that out. It's totally both. And I have, look, my kids go. They still take their bikes. I allow that. I allow them to go bike around Uptown. They can walk around. They love the vintage shops there. I encourage them to go there with friends, you know, during the day, of course. We don't take unnecessary risks. But I have some of their friends' moms don't want them to go. They say, nope, I don't want them to go unchaperoned. I mean, they're in a group, but I'm a little more lenient about that. And I live here, so I feel comfortable there. And I want my kids to sort of be a little more independent. And that's why we live here, so they can have access to that. But I get it that some moms don't want that.
Hasn't some of the buzz that used to be for Uptown, hasn't that shifted to North Loop? North Loop kind of the trendier area with some of the nicer stores? And I don't pretend to know, but you're right. What do we do to bring back Uptown? I mean,
good suggestions here on the text line.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You have to address crime. I mean, why are people staying away? Why are stores staying away? We need to figure that out to create the magnets that young people want and need.
Let's take a quick break. We'll continue to read your texts. We'll take some calls and a couple of show highlights when we come back on CCO.
The biggest problem is not the older people escaping for warmer weather or the tax-averse people leaving for low-tax states. It is that we are not keeping and we are not attracting the young people, college-age people. Some of them going to warm weather states, but a lot of them just going to more vibrant communities. Colorado, Chicago, Boston, some of those, Seattle, some of those places. So it's not just a matter of weather. It's a matter of how are we going to use the assets that we have? How are we going to be innovative around public policy and use this once-in-a-generation opportunity of a $9.25 billion surplus to really make an effort to hold on to the young people we have and attract new ones?
That was Tom Horner, who ran for governor back in 2010 as an independent. He wrote an op-ed in the Star Tribune. Now he's a public relations consultant, and he is concerned about young people, many young people, who are not being attracted to Minnesota, young people who maybe grow up here and move elsewhere, and losing the people we need to be competitive as a state. And it's interesting. He brought up, look, playing to our strengths, right? We have actually not 10,000, I think 16,000 lakes in Minnesota. And can we do a better job of using what we have, playing to our strengths? And also he brought up crime. You know, a lot of people, and it pains me to say this, want nothing to do with Minneapolis after Minneapolis has gotten, you know, black eye after black eye in the wake of George Floyd. It's like we can't get out of our own way. And until we deal with these problems, it's going to be hard to keep the people that we really want to keep here in Minnesota. It would be embarrassing if we start losing population. I think we're holding pretty much steady. Some of that might have been the pandemic, but he made me think differently about the challenge that Minnesota has. The number one asset, our water, and how do we weave that into a narrative to explain to people, you want a work-life balance? You want to live in a resort? You want to work remotely? Why not live on a lake? Here, take your pick of lakes. We can do a better job of putting our best foot forward, right?
That's what this texter says at 651-461-9226. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. This texter writes, guys, I think society as a whole is different than years of people wanting a house and a white picket fence, work the same job for decades, and settle down. Society wants more freedom, to your point, Paul, and more mobility. Encumbrances thus, and we're willing to get up and go. And we are. We're willing to get up and go. And but we need to make them want to come here. It sounds like a public relations campaign, honestly, like some commercials, you know, maybe, or I'm not sure how we handle it, but somebody smarter than me can figure that out. Because I already think it's fabulous to live here. Sure, we have our problems, but I've lived a lot of places, and it's pretty great here. Hey, guys, spend some of the $9.3 billion surplus on advertising in other states. Promote its natural beauty, cultural festivals, water resources, outdoor activities, quality education. I see ads from Nebraska on Minnesota television. That's true. I see ads for South Dakota on Minnesota television. 100%. I definitely do. Yeah. Let's see. Get to your texts. Yes, don't forget about students who need to get connected on an education. Level the playing field, from Rich in St. Paul. I think he might have been talking about how we were talking about broadband internet, that Biden administration wants to give broadband to make it affordable, cap it at $30, which, yes, Rich, thank you for saying that. Sorry, just going through some of your texts here. Hey, Paul, just one comment on your water resources for sale, or that was for advertising. Let's see. We already did the Champlin story. Oh, David says, let's take a quick break and let's wrap up the show. I'm going to still comb through your texts, and we will wrap up the show with a highlight or two next. We get more young people to stay in Minnesota? That's a good question. Bob and Egan is weighing in. Hi, Bob.
Hello. How are you today?
We're well. Thank you, sir. Well, how do we do it?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, Bob, how do we do it?
Can you hear us?
How do we get more people to stay?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes. Doing well. Nice to be on radio with you and Paul and Jordana.
Thanks. We got about a minute left, right. Paul, so or Bob. So how do we get more young people to stay?
Well, I'll tell you two things. One is, Paul, you're right about crime. We've got to get crime under control, and not in just Minneapolis, but Minneapolis and St. Paul, because young people want to live in urban areas. And secondly, the thing I've noticed, I've got three daughters, and when they're younger, the excitement of Chicago, Denver, New York really drew them. But you know, when it came time to have children, they wanted to come home because they wanted to raise their kids here because of the education and because of the environment.
You're right.
I guess the two comments in one night.
Yeah, and did they all three come home?
Our three never left, but several of their girlfriends did.
Yeah.
And they've all since, when they had children, they all came back to Minneapolis.
That's encouraging, so, Bob. I appreciate this call because I want mine to come back. Amen, brother.
Well, that happened with my oldest son. They were in Seattle, and they loved the excitement of Seattle, the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. They had a child during a once-in-a-century pandemic, and they said, you know, maybe we should move back and have that safety net. So, but how do we make that safety net even more attractive for everyone, right? I don't know.
Sorry. A good conversation, and thank you for your participation. We love taking your calls and reading your texts, so we appreciate that. And I think we made some progress today, but we want to leave you with a smile.
Yeah, so I saw this story. Police in the Netherlands, George, at first did not believe a four-year-old boy in pajamas and bare feet walking down a street when this little four-year-old boy told them he had just crashed his mother's car. He's four.
Hmm.
The child was taken to a police station where he was given chocolate and a teddy bear as he recounted. He took the vehicle and hit two parked cars. Police traced the car and called the boy's mother, who described this sweet little four-year-old as a resourceful child. The child had unlocked the car with a key fob and then somehow worked the clutch, brake, and gas pedal to move the car down the street. So it was a manual.
Oh my!
Not only is the four-year-old driving the vehicle, it's a manual. Police apparently told the boy's parents to hide the key fob in the future.
So he really did it. Wow, that is impressive. I still to this day don't know really how to drive a stick, so I am super impressed.
Really? You can't drive a stick shift? You can't drive a manual? Come on, Drew.
I mean, I have in the past, but it's been years. So I think I could get through it. But that's also a fun skill to learn. I think that we should be required to learn that in driver's ed.
Yeah, I agree. And how to use a rotary telephone and how to use a typewriter.
You have no need for.
A typewriter. Look, when the internet goes down, we're all going to be using typewriters again.
Well, you have keyboards, so that's still a thing. That's no problem at all. Right. But just to wrap things up, did you guys have great Mother's Days? I know, David, you took a little quick road trip. Did Katrina have a great time?
Yes, she did have a great time, partially because I took our girls for two large parts of the day and said, you can do whatever you want. We're going to go shopping or go hang out with my mom or whatever. And that's always a win. That's our Mother's Day tradition.
We love our kids, but we need a break.
Yes.
That's a good
indeed.
One to your good husband, David. And Lori, did she have a good one?
Wait, was yesterday Mother's Day?
Oh, stop it. You're the worst. You're so lucky you're not divorced.
I took her out twice. She's like, I'm not cooking today. So, we took her out, and both sons were there, and our grandson was there. We went out to Lord Fletcher's for their Mother's Day brunch, and that was amazing, just watching Jordan eat. I took her out for dinner. So, yeah, it was beautiful. A good day.
Yeah. The news is next on CCO, and then stay tuned for Mike Max. I'll have Gronk on later. Ooh. We'll see you tomorrow.
Very cool. Cletus joining us from a field somewhere in southern Minnesota.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.